It's been over a month since your fight with Brian Rose, and the announcement is only coming now. Was it a case of biding your time and just waiting for the right moment, or were there some doubts going through your mind?
No, I knew in the fight, I knew halfway through the fight I wasn't the same anymore because I had it good up until then. I had a few fights I'd had, I got a couple of wins and one with well. I wasn't on the drink, or I wasn't not going to the gym, but the intensity wasn't there, there wasn't the same edge to the training because, you know, I did think, look, I'm going to knock this guy out in a couple of rounds. So, I was fit, I went 10 rounds and I was not a bother. I could have gone down a lot more, but I think with that fight, the last one, the Wildborn fight, my main focus was making my middleweight because I hadn't made it for so long, but that I wasn't really probably focusing on you know, the threat he was bringing. And he, in fairness to him, he really raised his game. He was a big fight for him. So, you know, that kind of balanced things out a little bit. But I knew I wasn't that far gone, do you know what I mean? So I thought, no, he would have trained unbelievable for it and I'd have been up for it. Then I would have known that night. But, you know, I would have had things, you know, niggling at me. You know, I knew I hadn't prepared properly. So I'd have probably been a comeback had I retired after that. So I think once you retire, you retire. So what I did was I took a bit of time, went out to LA, had a good training camp. Brian Rose, I thought, he's the right type, he ticks the right boxes, you know, he's good enough that I have to take him seriously and I have to get up for it, especially with Brandon Moore, my last performance, when I was on the line, because if I lose, that's it. But, you know, even if I'm not what I was, I still beat him. So, and that's the way it played out, but, you know, I knew halfway through the fight that I wasn't the same, it wasn't there anymore, you know, so I just... And then it was difficult in the fight because probably from round 5, 6 to 10, when that was kind of my main thoughts. Even though you're thinking, oh, flip that block, this, do this, you're subconsciously also thinking, oh, I've got Ben on, I'll finish that fuck. You know what I mean? So yeah. Like, you're kind of fighting with yourself as well. And then Seamus in the corner gave me a good bollocking, saying, come on now, these are probably going to be the last 2 rounds. If I go out and win this, you know, kind of really G'd me up. And I thought, yeah. So we're down on the gun until then and just went for it last few rounds and turned the fight in my favour. But I knew there and then. But then, too many times in my career, I've had a good win. Like, I remember the night I knocked out to Coyne in the round for the European title. I just won the European title. I crashed the top 5, 6 rankings in the world. And all I was thinking about was, what's next? What's next? Oh, can I get the Pavlik fight, blah, blah. Mm. Instead of just soaking up and enjoying the night. So... You know, I said, whatever happens in this fight, I'm just going to enjoy the night. And I did, enjoyed the build-up, enjoyed the few days before the fight, the weigh-in, everything, won the fight. And we enjoyed the night. But I knew that was it. You know, I just did not. I don't want tonight to be about me retiring. I want tonight to be about the win. And enjoy the win. And I did. And then, the days and weeks to come, there was a few thoughts. I thought, well, maybe I'll hang out there. The Jacobs fight would happen. I heard he might be fighting Andy Lee. July, whoever wins that will still be big fight. Me and Jake from New York will be huge, and me and Andy and Ireland will be massive. They start waiting and seeing, but then you kind of realise there's always going to be another fight, there's always going to be another temptation. You can't be waiting on other people. The bottom line is, I have to do what's right for me, and like either feel I'm still got it and I'm prepared to fight, carry on, no matter who's there, who the world champions are, I have to believe it, or I'm not what I was, and then that's it. And you know, rather than thinking, well, look, it's convenient because Lee and Jacobs is a big fight in New York. Do you know what I mean? Mm. There's always going to be an offer, because you know, being a big name in the division, there's always going to be an offer. There's always going to be a temptation. But the reality was, it wasn't there against Brian Rose, even though I won the fight. You know, it wasn't there, and you know, it's not going to be there. So it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, you mentioned Andy Lee there. If for Irish fight fans, it's kind of the one that got away, isn't it?
Yeah, big time, no shame. I mean, there was a few times it was put to me and I accepted it. But if it was timing, I'm not going to knock Andy on that sense. I'm sure he believes he would have beaten me. Just maybe he didn't feel good at the time. His confidence wasn't high. He changed trainers. Whatever the reasons were. Look, I'm sure Andy at the top of his game believes he would beat me at the top of my game and vice versa. So it's just a shame. When he was firing and I was firing, it's just a shame it didn't happen at the same time and we could have made the fight. And then there's other things involved, like that would have been one of the easy ones we both would do, but you know, even like the Barker fight and the Martin Murray fights, like there were different promoters, different television networks. It wasn't as straightforward as, oh, do I want to fight him or does he want to fight me? It was a bit more complicated than that. And it is a shame those fights never happened, but what can you do?
You started out at a Small Heath Amateur Boxing Club in Birmingham. You mentioned Paddy Benson in your statement. Can you tell me a wee bit more about him?
Yeah, Paddy's from Ballyhorn, it's in Mayo. So he would have been right to. He won an Irish Intermediate title, actually. I wouldn't even know him any years ago. Paddy's 82 now. But he came over here. I think it was the Ladywood Boxing Club he was initially involved with, and then Small Heat. I'm not sure now at Ladywood, but as long as I ever remember, when I started boxing, he was the main guy, Small Heat Boxing Club, and had been for years. And I trained with him from the age of 10 right up to 19, and I became professional.
I think as a fighter, we'll remember you most as fearless. You know, you fought the very best in your division and in their prime as well. And it didn't always work out for you, but you left it all in the ring and never shied away from anyone, not even Golovkin. So that must make you pretty proud.
Yeah, that's it. And I'd say what you just said then is probably the lasting, you know, impression that people will have on me. And he's probably right. It's accurate, correct. I don't think it was, you know, the fastest fight in the world. I said I was the best ever or anything like that. But I think in terms of laying it all on the line, fighting anyone, not shying away from a challenge, all that kind of thing, I think I was up there with them, you know. So that's kind of how I think I'll be remembered, and I think that's the impression that I'll leave, and, you know, with people that followed me.
The Irish Post have covered your career down through the years, Matt, and we don't really want to stop here. So do you plan to go into training or anything like that?
Yeah, I think so. So my brother Seamus now, obviously he trained me his last few fights in my career. He's a couple of lads coming through now. And I suppose in my career, especially him being my brother, it's quite absorbing for him too. So he probably, you know, there was only a couple of lads that he was very close with as well, that he boxed with, that he trained. So, but I think now that my career's out of the way, he'll probably get busier now. So he'll take on more fighters. And I'll take a bit of time for myself just to kind of, you know, make the transition. But yeah, I'll definitely stay involved. I mean, we're managing a lot of fighters now and different things, so no, I'll definitely stay involved in the sport, and I'll be giving Seamus a handout, and I'll be doing bits of commentary from Sky too, and in time I might even go full time into the training with him and get more involved. But I won't be leaving the sport. That's a big part of my life since I was 10 years old, and I don't plan on leaving it now.
Good stuff. We'll keep tabs on what direction you go.
Lovely, thanks for that.